Hello, Mr. Hart. This first portion will be in English, as that is in the lingua franca of our disturbed time. Your efforts continue to be appreciated, especially since you have persevered over a period of years. We are always amused by the lack of endurance which your countrymen display in all things. You are among the very few exceptions, as you have the capacity to, as they say in English, hold out. We admire that very much. You recently received an indication that your efforts have been discussed in 14 times. As you have no doubt decided already, the discussions are largely childish, but they do touch on one important point, the alteration of reality. In that one respect, two of, or perhaps three of them are, as your countrymen say, in the ballpark. They do not know what game is being played, much less the score, but they are in the ballpark. Enclosed, you will find a picture of an older map. The point is not the location or even the time period, but that it is a snapshot which recorded what is thought to be reality at a given moment. If you looked at those same places today, some of the names would be different. In 100 years, they will be very different indeed. In the course of geological time, the continents will not even be the same. A wise man would seek not only the reality that underguides time, but the source himself. The remaining remarks will be brief and in another language. Your sources should be able to help you interpret. The current correspondent is a native speaker of what follows. Brian, continue la recherche. Vous recevrez éventuellement la récompense de vos efforts. Les clowns dans 14 Times ont raison seulement pour un point. C'est que vos amis à l'orphelinage travaillent pour changer la réalité. Pas seulement leur réalité, leur vue personnelle, mais la réalité pour tous. C'est un projet qui prend bien plus qu'une vie. L'homme sage persévérera jusqu'au bout. Souvenez-vous, brillant, que la mort n'est pas la fin. Donc, la vieillesse et le déclin de nos forces naturelles n'ont aucune importance. Simplement, persévère. Meilleur vœu jusqu'au moment où nous nous causerons encore. Au revoir, Monsieur Hans.